Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. God is good. Amen. To God be the glory for all that he is doing in the church. Amen. And all the baptisms that are taking place, to God be the glory. You know, there's an ignition, amen, of the fire of the Holy Ghost. And it's spreading like wildfire. Amen. And if I were you, I would catch on fire now. Amen. I would catch on fire now. Amen. So if you would open up your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6 through 7. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6 through 7. If you have it, say amen. 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 And the word of the Lord reads as follows. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. Before I want to get started, I want to first thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all that he has done and continues to do in my life. Amen. For all that he is doing in the church, to God be the glory. And I want to thank our Pastor Pinero. Honor them, our First Lady, Sister Pinero Michaela. Thankful for the passion that they have for the kingdom of God. Amen. We love and appreciate the Pineros. If you love our pastor, the Pineros, give your hand a hand clap of appreciation to them. Amen. Amen. And our scripture text is out of Isaiah 55 and 6 through 7. Amen. Let us pray, ask the Lord for his help tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus, for this privilege and opportunity tonight, Lord God, to be in your house, Father. Lord, I pray that you would move myself out of the way, Father, and let the power of the Holy Ghost minister tonight in this place, Father. Let your will be done in the house tonight, and let your name be glorified in this house. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I want to speak from the subject tonight, seek God now. Seek God now. Amen. My assignment tonight is obviously to speak to all of us here tonight. But there are, I don't know who this is for, but I know this, there are several, either in the building or watching online. Amen. And I got this from what the Lord had spoken to me about. He had been dealing with me for this for a while. Amen. And he wanted me to specifically tell you that you need to be reignited or ignited with the fire of the Holy Ghost again, and to start working in the kingdom of God again. To not let the busyness of life, the flesh, and the distractions of this world get in the way of what the Lord has for you. Amen. Because if you call upon the name of Jesus, he will meet you right where you are. Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. He will meet you right there where you are at. Amen. We all know that the God that we serve, he is everywhere at one time. He is the omniscient one, which means he knows everything. He is fully aware and fully understands and has insight about everyone and everything. He is the omnipresent God, which means there is no place to which God's knowledge, power, and spirit do not extend. That's how come people all over the world, amen, are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost from the ends of the earth, because he is everywhere at one time, amen. But our scripture text, specifically in Isaiah 55 and 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. This portion of scripture leads me to believe that at some point, God is going to withdraw himself, not from us, but from this world. And we need to win over as many souls as we can to Jesus. We need to preach this gospel in the streets, amen. We need to preach him wherever we go. Hallelujah. We need to seek God now, amen. The word seek means to search for, to inquire, to pursue something. God wants us to pursue, to search for him every day, to have that daily devotion with him, that one-on-one time with him every day. Amen. And just to give a quick overview of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah was a prophet, and he had prophesied to Israel and the nations that had turned a deaf ear to the Lord. Instead of serving him with humility and offering love to their neighbors, the nation of Judah offered meaningless sacrifices in God's temple at Jerusalem. They alienated themselves from God and had failed in their responsibilities as his children. Yet God, because of his great mercy, freely gives hope to this unrepentant people. They had been guilty of idolatry, apostasy, and many other acts of gross wickedness. And I'm just going to paraphrase through a couple of chapters here. In Isaiah chapter 53, the prophet describes the ordeal of the Messiah who would bear his people's iniquity and suffer on our behalf. In the following chapter, chapter 54, the prophet Isaiah predicts the restoration of God's people who would know the everlasting kindness and compassion of God. Now in Isaiah 55, the prophet extends God's invitation to partake freely in the promised blessings and experience God's everlasting covenant, the promise of restoration and forgiveness and hope. Amen. Thank the Lord for his promises. We can stand on his promises. Amen. If you're thankful for the Lord's promises, give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. The key to open the door so God can fulfill all these types of promises in our life is repentance. Amen. We have to repent often. We have to repent daily. We have to live a repentant life. In Acts chapter 3 and 19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Matthew chapter 3 and 2, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. We are responsible for our own salvation. Amen. Philippians 2 and 12, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Not of our pleasure, but of his good pleasure. Amen. We may not be committing the type of heinous sins that I just mentioned a few moments ago, but sin is sin. Amen. And if we're not careful, the Lord and the carnal desires that one engages in will drive and one places that they never intended to go. Amen. But the God that we serve is full of grace. Amen. Romans 5 and 20 says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." Thank the Lord for his grace and for his mercy. If you're thankful for that, give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies, God. But just because he is graceful and merciful to us, we should not put God to the test. Amen. That is a very, very dangerous thing to do. Amen. Because Galatians 6 and 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap." Amen. "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Amen. Who would want to sow to the flesh? This flesh will reap nothing but corruption. But we ought to sow into the Spirit so we could reap life everlasting. Amen. Tonight, God is calling for death to the flesh, self-will, and selfish desires. Amen. For us to draw closer to him. Also in our scripture text, God is sending forth the same message today as a universal message to all of humanity. God's desire is for us to answer his call for our life and to stay committed to him, not for us just to go through the motions or to check church off on the to-do list, but to establish a real relationship with him. Amen. The Lord has been calling for you, for all of humanity, And for especially those that, I don't know who this is for tonight, but for every time we have church, every time the word of God is preached, he's given you every opportunity to respond to the worship, to respond to the praise, and to respond to the moves of God. Amen. It is with urgency that I plead with you to not put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Amen. I'm going to say that again. It is with urgency I plead with you not to put off for tomorrow what you can do today. You can come back to his presence at any time. You have to contend for your faith. You have to stay in the fight. Amen. He's given you a wake-up call. This is an emergency. Amen. Hallelujah. He's sounding the alarm. He's not sounding the trumpet yet, but he's sounding the alarm. Amen. Hallelujah. He's pulling for you. He's reaching for you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Amen. More than ever before, if there's ever a time to grab a hold of what God has for you, it's now. Hallelujah. Now is the accepted time. Hallelujah. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Amen. The cry of the hour is to seek God now. Amen. For life is too short, and time, this world, and the church is filled with swift transition. Amen. You can tell by all that is going on around us. Amen. We're even having church in the neighboring cities because it's harvest time. Amen. The harvest is here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, it's filled with swift transition. The key concept through the process of transition is faithfulness. Amen. But God's complete faithfulness to his people and our unwavering fidelity to our commitment to serve God and his kingdom. Because the Lord wants to fulfill all his promises in our life if we are faithful to him. Amen. 2 Peter 3:9. Says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Thank the Lord for repentance. Amen. If you're thankful for repentance and for his presence, clap your hands unto the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. And give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you in the house tonight, God. Hallelujah. We serve a faithful God. Amen. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We need an urgency. We need a passion. We need a desire to seek God now. Amen. Matthew 7:7-8 says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Amen. 1 Chronicles 16:10-11 says, "Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Now is not the time to drag your feet. Now is not the time to be comfortable or complacent. Now is not the time to live for God with lukewarm commitments. We need to seek God now. It's time to cast off that lukewarm mentality and do what Romans 13:14 says. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:12. Through 14 says, "Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Amen. "And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away." Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's an awesome and a faithful God. If we could all stand, I'm coming to a close. Amen. We should not compromise our walk with God. Amen. If you haven't heard anything that I've said tonight, hear this. because the Lord gave this to me about a month ago, and he's obviously wanting to get somebody's attention. And Pastor had mentioned this Sunday when he was preaching. Amen. And the Lord is speaking tonight. He's trying to get your attention. So hear this. We are not promised tomorrow. We all have a divine appointment with our Creator, with our Savior Jesus, that we cannot change, we cannot reschedule, and we cannot cancel. A day is coming when you may look for God and not find him, according to our scripture text. That is why you are exhorted to seek him while he may be found, to seek him while he is near. Amen. Proverbs 1 and 28 through 33 says, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Hallelujah. He's about to sound the trumpet, church. If we are not ready, let's get ready and stay ready. Amen. Because Jesus is coming back very soon. Amen. We must catch on fire with the fire of the Holy Ghost like never before. The revival train doesn't stop. If we're not careful, we will miss it. Amen. Don't fall asleep during harvest time. Amen. It's harvest time. Let's seek the Lord now while he is near. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight.